Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bose is Your Senior Hockey League podcast, episode 59. I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only Corey.
The one and only, spelled with an E. Some would say it's misspelled.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful there's only one E because goddamn, I wouldn't want to put up with two, eh? Holy my God. My match and my sister had to tolerate two of you and one of me. That would be rough. Oof.
Poor one Cheryl. One of either of us is bad enough, but
it's a lot. It's a lot. We've got a really fun interview tonight. We interviewed Kelsey Frazier from the Miramichi Mayhem. How do you like that interview, Corey?
Fun interview. Fantastic lady. You know, they're trying to make something special. They're trying to bring women's senior hockey to the Maritimes. You know, it's one of these things where you got to show your support to the ladies. They're great athletes. We were there for one of the little...
One of their scrimmages against Bathurst.
Yeah, and...
Exhibition game.
Exhibition game. I was looking for that word.
Me too. Tired.
You know, you look at some of these girls and you like, they didn't have any names on the back of their jerseys. But it's like I said in the interview, you know, 88, that's a power forward. I'm liking that. Oh, that one in net. I'm liking that, liking what she's doing. And it was an interesting, it's something that I could get behind big time.
100%. I love women's hockey. So love to see it. Love to support it. Can't wait to see it grow in the Maritimes. And anyway, we can be there to support that. We're down. We're also going to get into right now, actually, the annual general meeting for the Bossier Senior Hockey League happened last Sunday.
Yep.
And we've gotten some reports, and I'm sure a lot of people are questioning, you know, what's going on. So we're going to run down some of the changes right now, Corey. I've got a list in front of me, and I want your reaction to them. I want to talk to you about them a little bit. So,
sure.
One big change is that each team is going to be allowed 5 junior A or lower from outside of their territory. So you can get a junior A, 5 junior A players. If you're the Miramichi Northmen, you can get 5 junior A players from anywhere in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, wherever you got to go. That's going to bring a lot more competition to the league. How do you feel about it?
Well, going back to what we said last week, you know, one of the things about senior hockey is community and the guys that you know. I'm not against it because I think competition is key. Is the Beausejour Senior Hockey League getting way bigger than we expect?
It's definitely continuing to grow, I think. I don't know if everybody's necessarily going to like that. I think competition is a good thing. And the more competition we can bring, the better. So if you look at if they've got 5 junior A guys and an import goalie and an import forward or an import defenseman, whatever, an import player, you're only looking at 7 players. Yeah. You've got to fill the other 13 from somewhere else. And really, you've got to fill the other why is math escaping me right now? 18. Because you have a 25-man roster after January. So you got to fill the other 18 spots from somewhere else. So those 18 guys are going to be local. Yeah. But I know a lot of people that I've talked to that don't like the import rule as it is are maybe going to be a little bit hesitant about this one. But I can tell you, last season was the best season of senior hockey that I've seen in years. Mm-hmm. And a huge part of that was the import rule. So bring in 5 more junior A guys. I can tell you that if your team is winning and your team makes it to the final, you're not going to care that you now have 7 guys that aren't from your territory. You're going to be like, those are my 7 guys that play for my team. Exactly. I think it's going to bring a lot more competition, and anything that can even up the league even more, only going to benefit the league. Absolutely. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a fantastic thing.
I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those things that if, like that first season that I watched, so the 2022-23 season, we both were Hawks fans, and we're still Hawks fans. We're fans of all the teams. but let's just say I was a fan back then of Buktush. Buktush had a pretty good season that year.
Really good.
Other teams didn't really like some team. Like if you're, like it evolved. The next year was way more even. Like it was the Hawks show in 23.
Yep.
And, but you had some good teams anyway. I think that if I would have been doing this podcast with you a year before, I don't think I would have enjoyed that season as much because you're non-biased.
Sure. I think I get that.
And I agree 100% with you that the season that just ended was so close, was so even. Even bottom teams were like competing by the end there. You know, it's rare that you can see that. And I think this five junior A players coming in makes the league, it's that next rung of the ladder. You know what I mean? You keep going up.
I mean, Shippigan literally was almost at the bottom of the league most of the year, struggled to get a win. Then they eliminated Trackety. Yeah, there was a lot of, there wasn't any team could have beat any team on any night. Exactly. And that's good hockey. That's good senior hockey, and that's what I'm here for. The next point is the import rule is staying the same. Yeah. So there was some talk about, are they going to grandfather in the imports from last year and get more imports, or what are they going to do? They're not. The import rule remains the same. So each team can have one player and one goaltender import. So if you look at, Dalhousie as an example, if they bring back Vaikul, that's their import player. If they don't bring him back, they can get another import player. But then Vaikul can go anywhere else. So I like that. I'm glad that they're not grandfathering any of the players from last year, because then you'd start to get into, you know, five junior A plus two imports plus another import that was grandfathered last year. It would get pretty dicey eventually. So I'm glad that they're not doing that. But the import rule remains exactly the same. How do you feel about that, Corey?
I'm very much okay with that. I have zero problems with that at all. I think being able to pick and choose, like if you're not okay with your import, you can pick someone else. I think that'll benefit some teams. I think some teams, I could almost promise you, unless something happens, Vaikur is going to be back in Dalhousie. Peter Trainer is probably going to be back in River Valley.
I hope so.
You know, these guys that became stars in that town, you know, it's a special feeling for them. And I'm sure they want to return for a second season. You know, Jason Ryu, look at that guy. Like, I think River Valley did the import rule better than any other team, I think.
I would argue that you are correct. Yep. Yeah. I'd fight anybody for that one, I think. Vaikul is a phenomenal player. Vaikul is a special player. But, man, Ryu put that team on his back time and time again in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The guy played out of his mind. And Peter Trainer, what a star. Mm-hmm. If I'm River Valley, I'm happy if those two guys are back.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that the import rule remains the same. I'm glad there still is an import rule. I think it's very good for the league. Like, if you're a BSHL fan, this is good for you. If you're a fan of any team in the BSHL, this is good for your team. Mm-hmm. You have a lot to look forward to this late fall, early winter. The other thing is the teams are going to remain the same. There will not be a ninth team added to the league as of now. Oh. There was talk about another team coming in. That did not end up happening. So for now, we remain with the great eight that we currently have. I'm happy about that. I'm fine with it. I would have liked the ninth team, but man, I love the stability in the league right now. And if we have another season like last year, no complaints for me. Bring on October.
I think it's one of those things. I'm very much okay with it because there's still room to grow. And I don't mean in teams. I mean in the league and the quality. It's still a fantastic league. One of the best. Like, I preferred this over the NHL. Like, maybe it's because I'm covering it, but the talent there was just incredible. The towns we visited were so great. But I think there's still growth that can be made with eight teams. And once that growth has been matched, you know, you can look into a ninth team and maybe a tenth team. You know, the sky's the limit for this league. This league is so friggin' good.
I think the future is very bright. One of the other things that was announced is the league has some new members. Vice President Connor Smith.
A big congratulations to Connor. So deserving.
Yeah, huge congratulations. We love Connor. He's become a good friend of ours. And him being there, he has a good vision. He has a good mind for hockey. We saw that with the coal miners.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to bring a lot to the league. I'm glad that they brought him on. Roger Brunn's coming on for another year as president. That's some good stability and a real veteran that has years and years of senior hockey experience. That's going to be able to lead this league one more year into who knows what, because man, like you said, 22-23 to 23-24, it only grew more and more. So credit to the league for that. And we're happy Connor's going to be a part of that. Good friend of the podcast. I'm sure that's not going to change, but some good changes come to the BSHL, I hear.
Absolutely. Connor, he's been on my YouTube channel. He's been on this one. Just a wonderful guy, just a great friend, and wish him nothing but the best, man.
Yeah, for sure. So the fight rule. As of now, we don't know. There's really nothing to say. There's nothing to know. But the fight rule may remain the same because it's a Hockey Canada rule. It goes beyond the league. So for now, that's a question that I've been getting from one person and another and another. Sometimes some things we can't control. As of right now, the fight rule is going to remain the same. And, it is what it is. I know some people aren't going to be happy with that. But also, it brings some strategy into the fights. Maybe you bring in a couple guys just to fight early in the season so that your veteran fighters don't have to fight early on. I think maybe that's an answer. We'll see some interesting things maybe next year. But as of right now, fight rule remains the same. But again, I think that along with some other stuff is not set in stone yet. So who knows what happens. But, if the fight rule doesn't change, does that make you not want to go see a hockey game, Corey, like in reality?
No, the fight rule, sometimes it really took away from the game. It did not stop me from going anywhere. I still went to the games. I still enjoyed the games. It is what it is at the end of the day. If it's there, fine. If it's not there, great. It's not going to stop this league from growing, I don't think.
I can tell you one big thing. The podcast will be back next season. Bigger and stronger than ever. There will be live streaming of the BSHL next year. Maybe from us, maybe from some outside people. But the podcast is going to be hopefully involved in that. There's a lot of support for the podcast from all the teams. And we certainly do say thank you to all those teams. Absolutely. And to the leadership of the league for seeing the work that we put in and supporting us. So, we're going to be welcomed back with open arms, Corey. And that makes me happy.
Very much. Same here. And credit to all eight teams. We made relationships with at least one or 10 people.
one or 10 or 20 from each town. we started this with some big hopes, but did we expect it to get to where it did? No. The league supports us. The teams support us. We're going to have more players on. We're going to be doing some live streams. The future for the Beausejour Senior Hockey League is brighter than ever. Mm-hmm. The future for the unofficial Beausejour Senior Hockey League podcast is brighter than ever. Mm-hmm. We're not going anywhere. The league's not going anywhere. Can't wait to see this grow with the help of the teams, with the help of the league, and with the help of this great podcast team that we've assembled.
Absolutely. Shout out to Cheryl, Tracy, Mama Podcast, Papa Podcast, Ricky, Joel. They've all helped in one way or another.
Absolutely. All the teams, doing what they did, all the people that work with us, just really, it's a big team effort at the podcast. I always say we couldn't do it without Cheryl, couldn't do it without Tracy, couldn't do it without Mama Podcast, couldn't do it without my co-host Corey. and I'm sure they couldn't do it without me. So
we wouldn't want to do it without you.
And Ricky's become a huge friend of the podcast. Absolutely. And I love the content that he gives us. And yeah, he's a good friend.
I love talking to Ricky about old school senior hockey. He is a fountain of information. Not going to make that mistake twice. Shout out, Connor.
Not a fountain of youth. Yeah, I'd love to have Ricky on sometime, actually, because one of my favorite things is if I have a question about something, I'll shoot a message to Ricky, and he knows the answer immediately, and I love it. Guys, just a phenomenal guy, good friend of ours, and a good friend of the podcast, but a really knowledgeable senior hockey fan. So
absolutely.
There's a lot of good knowledgeable senior hockey fans around the Maritimes. We're very lucky.
Yeah, big time.
So, Corey, we're going to get to the interview with Kelsey Frazier. Thank you to Kelsey for coming on. Man, I really enjoyed this interview. I enjoyed getting to that exhibition game. I can't wait to get to more games next fall. And, I just love interviewing people. It's fun to hear stories. We've got some really fun ones coming up in the next few weeks as well. So stay tuned.
Take care.
See you soon. Hey, it's Corey from the podcast. I'm here joined by my co-host, as usual, Corey.
As usual.
And we have a special guest here tonight, Kelsey Frazier from the Mirror Machine Mayhem.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So for somebody that doesn't know what the Mirror Machine Mayhem are, can you just start with a brief description of that?
Yeah, sure. It basically started as a group of women who love hockey and want to continue that passion and join other women.
What's your hockey history? Tell me a little bit of that background.
Well, I started playing in Niigawaq when I was, I want to say 9. Before that, I figure skated.
Okay.
Yeah. So I made the transition to hockey. I played recreation up until high school, and I played AAA there. And then it kind of stopped after high school until now.
That's kind of what happens a lot of times with women's hockey in New Brunswick up to now. And there's a lot of really good hockey leagues in New Brunswick, and we're going to get into that. But women's hockey is kind of going through a revolution right now. And it's amazing. The PWHL, where do they lie in this influence for you to start doing this?
Huge. Like it's one of the main reasons why I said, okay, it's our time. Let's do this. You know, the league started up in January, and I watched the first game and I had goosebumps because I thought, finally, I can see women on TV. That's not just the Olympics. You know, it's absolutely, it's so inspiring.
Last weekend, I was actually watching hockey on TV and the PWHL on my laptop. And man, it's amazing to see this. I love that they're on YouTube. I'm a nerd who sits on my computer a lot, and I'll frequently choose to watch PWHL hockey or NHL hockey because it's so good this year, man. This league is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's more than what people were expecting, to be honest.
I'm guilty of that. I was not expecting it to be this fun. It's been amazing. Yeah. So that's the roots of where this idea came from. What was the response like?
So I have a sister who plays with me, and she kind of helped me along. Before this, we were playing in a gentleman's league, which was fine, but it's not at the same level as what we're used to. And I created the Facebook group, and I thought there has to be some other women in the area that are feeling the same way as we do. So now the Facebook group, it has over 200 women in it, and I have a wait list for games, which I think is great.
So you post that you've got a game on like a Friday night at the Civic.
Yeah.
And you fill it, and then people sign up for a wait list.
That's right. Yep.
That's amazing.
I take 15 in a goalie, and within an hour or two, I have my team.
Wow. We were at the game last Friday night, and it was fun. It was so much fun. My girlfriend recorded some video that I'll probably end up posting eventually when I get time. And, like, she had a blast. Corey, I know you were kind of, like, you kept looking at me going, man, this is really good hockey.
The only thing that I regretted is not knowing their names, because I was like, 88, that's a power forward. I like that. I like what she's doing. And I kept like just going with numbers.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the plans going forward.
I guess, you know, we have to start slowly, get all our things in order, try and get some other areas interested in forming teams. Bathurst has been awesome. They kind of have the same idea as us. Whoever signs up, shows up, gets to play. But yeah, there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done to get us to a competitive league, which is the end goal.
Absolutely. There are some other women's teams I know playing. I don't know. There's not really a senior league, but there's a senior women's team in Moncton. I know Bathurst, you guys now. What other teams are there in the province?
As far as I know, there's recreation leagues. I know Fredericton has a really strong presence for women's hockey. I'm a little jealous of that. and Moncton, as you mentioned, they have a rec league. But, you know, Miramichi, we had no ice time for women. So we kind of had to make that happen.
Have the arenas been working with you guys to make that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's limited, right? There's so much hockey here in Miramichi. There's only two ice surfaces. I think it's a really big challenge for any team. Yeah. But, you know, we're newcomers, so we have to try and find our place. And, you know, hopefully in the future we'll have a designated ice time. That's the plan.
That's the goal. So I'll touch a little bit on my interest in this. When I saw this, it was actually shared by Sophie on the Northman page. And immediately I was like, I hadn't heard of it. So I started digging in, shot you a message almost immediately. You were super keen to jump on for the interview, which I appreciate. But we've talked a little bit on the podcast about my cousin Caleb, who played for the Lumberjacks, and then he went and played for the Sturgeon in the Southern League. His little sister is one of – she'll skate circles around Caleb. It's ridiculous. She's played competitive women's hockey for years. She's a provincial champion, been to the Atlantics at 15, 16, 17. She plays for – I mentioned it to you, Kelsey, but she plays for the U18 AAA Flames in the Maritime Major Female Hockey League. It's a mouthful. And they're phenomenal. There's a team, the Moncton Rocket out of Moncton. There's the team there. They play with teams in Nova Scotia. And the level of hockey is phenomenal. I think my mom actually prefers that to senior. I don't know why. I'm like, Mom, come on. You got to love some senior hockey. She loves watching women's hockey. So I love it. It's great. But the reality for those kids are they play really competitive hockey. Some of them go to university. And then there's just nothing for competitive women's hockey, and these are phenomenal athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% agree. I know that Nova Scotia has a competitive league, really? So we're going to take some notes from them. I'm going to reach out to them and see how they set their organization up. But the potential here is huge. You know, it's untouched, and you know, I think it's time.
I 100% agree.
Same here.
I can't wait to support you through it. Anything you need from us, we're here. We love it. We've got some fun questions, though, that we have to ask you.
For sure.
We ask every hockey player that comes on has to get the same questions. Do you have any superstitions?
I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm not hugely superstitious. I guess I don't.
You don't? You're not tying up one skate?
No.
Shin pad.
It kind of put me on the spot there, and nothing comes to mind. I'm kind of like just game focused, and I guess lately I've been too busy getting things organized to think about that stuff.
That's fair. Do you know any teammate that has a superstition that you want to share with us, a funny one?
Gosh, I mean, I've just been getting to know these women, so nothing really comes to mind. Sorry to disappoint.
That's okay. My favorite one that we had was we had a goalie who's become a really good member of this podcast team and supported us so much, Charles Austin, and he said that he likes to take a lozenge and keep it in his mouth. And once he starts making a few saves, he'll crack it and swallow it. But he has to keep it in his mouth just for good luck. I don't know. You know, goalies are weird, Kelsey. You're not a goalie. So.
That is so specific.
It's very specific. I loved it. What music do you listen to when you're on the way to the rink?
Oh, like classic rock, AC/DC, you know, Led Zeppelin. I was brought up loving hockey by my dad, and that's what he was listening to when we were going to the rinks when we were kids. So, yeah.
Awesome. Corey, you know the last question.
What is that? Oh, yeah. What is your favorite rink food?
Oh, poutine, hands down.
That's the favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We hear some really good burgers. Does Nigwak have a good burger?
I was going to mention that. I don't think I've ever had a burger there, but the poutine is just phenomenal. I played in a women's tournament actually there a few weeks ago. It was the first one they had. And awesome. It was great turnout. There's 40 plus women there. And I played, I think, 3 or 4 games straight out during the day. And I was like, I'm getting a poutine after this because...
You were in the poutine. Why not?
Here's another weird one. Shredded cheese or cheese curds?
Cheese curds.
Yeah.
Cheese curds. Yeah. Do you put like vinegar on top or just ketchup or nothing?
Oh, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but I put I put ketchup, on the poutine. Yeah.
We had an interview with Pascal Valcour of the Dalhousie Marauders, and he's like, I want you to try this. And if you don't have to talk to me ever again. He's like, poutine, ketchup, and vinegar. I tried it. I liked it.
It changed Corey's life.
It changed my life. Good. I used to be blonde.
I used to have hair. No. So now I just want to touch on one more thing. The skill level for these women, really, it's a wide range.
Yes.
You've got some girls that have never skated, never really played hockey. And then you have some that have played university hockey. Everybody's welcome.
That's right. Yeah. We want to keep it right now as inclusive as we can be. I think everyone deserves a chance to play hockey. As we get more competitive, you know, we'll have a more concrete team. But for our practices and open nights, I want everyone to feel welcome to come play.
I love that. So if you're looking for women's hockey, Miramichi, women's hockey, Miramichi Mayhem, if you punch any of those things in, you're going to find them. And if you're not playing, get out and check it out. Support it. I know you guys did a fundraiser last Friday night, so you guys are very involved in the community. Love to see that. What was your fundraiser for again?
The Miramichi Emergency Center for Women.
That's amazing. Yeah. I work at a nonprofit. I work at a hospice. And, you know, there's so many nonprofits and some phenomenal nonprofits. So love that you're supporting that. And really appreciate you coming on here and taking your time. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you guys for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about women's hockey. And I really hope the future looks bright for us.
I'm sure that it will. Get out and support women's hockey. You'll be blown away. So thank you for coming on, Kelsey, and hopefully you'll get back on as we see this progress and grow towards the end goal. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.